former Liberal leader John Hewson knows Tony Abbott well. Tony Abbott was his press secretary during his time as leader in the early 90s. John Hewson speaking to David Mark.
Dr. Hewson, why is Tony Abbott fighting this?
Well, you'd expect him to fight. I mean, he's a pugilist, isn't he? I think he won a boxing blue at Oxford. He's not going to give up without a fight. And I can understand the thrust of this, which is cabinet solidarity on the spill motion itself. And look, I think from my point of view, it's a test of the maturity of the coalition in government. I mean, they made so much noise about the other side and the change of leadership. And, you know, it's hard to imagine that they'd contemplate doing that themselves. I have a colleague in London I was speaking to last night before a lot of this happened, of course. He said, the word over there is they couldn't believe the insanity in Australia for the second time in two terms of government, changing prime ministers.
So. And that's exactly the pitch that that Tony Abbott made when he gave that very short press conference. Mm. But what have you heard? Will Malcolm Turnbull be counting the numbers? Will he challenge if the motion gets up?
Well, I think, you know, myself, to my mind, the spill motion won't get up because you'll have cabinet solidarity and a very significant percentage of the 102 who won't support a spill motion. But if the spill motion were to get up, then, you know, it's a pretty chaotic process normally where anybody who thinks they've got a chance to being leader will probably put their hand up and sometimes can get some awful compromise type results. So I think there's quite a lot of pressure. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on Tony to lift his game, as there should be. He's been consistently criticised for poor performance. And, you know, I think if he survives the spill motion, you'll see quite a lot of changes coming through from Tony. Not just in himself personally, I think, but in terms of policy. But, you know, they have to survive the spill motion first. And so what you've got is Abbott and Bishop standing together against the spill motion. And you wouldn't expect them to do anything else. And Cabinet looks like it's 100% solid behind that. I guess the only significant player in there that hasn't come out is Malcolm.
Well, what about Malcolm Turnbull?
Look, I don't think he'll stand. I wouldn't think it's in his interest to stand. I mean, better to defeat the spill notion, give Abbott his chance. If he then fails, obviously, then they'll have another run at it. I mean, the spill motion would have to be defeated decisively to actually put it to bed. You remember the Gillard-Rudd contest where, you know, it was said, oh, look, I've put this matter to bed, I think Gillard said, and of course Rudd was always around the corner. So,
well, what about the process then? Because first of all, there has to be a vote for the actual motion itself
That's right. Go ahead.
So what happens? What's going to be going on this weekend?
Well, I imagine there'll be people trying to urge some of the players to break ranks and to stand. I mean, look, in my experience in the Liberal Party and politics generally, there are always people in either party who always think they can do better than the leadership team or the cabinet or any minister, even if they're doing really well. I still have that view. And if they get an opportunity, they say, this is my chance, I'm going for it. And so there'll be that sort of element at work. I mean, I think some of the backbenchers that have come out would aspire to be ministers, for example. Others would feel the pressure to do that. There'll be some genuinely concerned about Tony's performance. But, it's been a government performance, hasn't it?
Will there be some saying yes to both sides? Do some people play a double game on these weekends?
I used to use the line that even when somebody told me they were going to vote for me, I never believed them. So, look, I think it's that sort of world, unfortunately, politics. And it does matter, I suppose, whether it's a show of hands vote or a secret ballot. And I guess that's probably at the discretion of the whip and the leaders. But and I think Howard actually had a show of hands vote. But look, I don't know any of that detail yet.
So just briefly, you don't think Malcolm Turnbull's counting numbers this weekend, or would he and then gauge his chances?
Well, I'm sure Malcolm would take any opportunity he could to come back, but I just don't think it's in his interest, and it's not in the party's interest. I mean, if they change leaders, I think there's a very high risk they'll just be thrown out of government, as bad as the last lot who got thrown out for pretty much the same reason.
If they don't change leaders, if Tony Abbott does survive, isn't it just a matter of the next gaffe and the pressure will be on again?
There's that element to it, I think, because, there has been quite a lot of pressure on him. But he's going to have to do some pretty decisive things, I think, to re-establish himself. You can't say it can't happen. I mean, there were periods, I think, in the Howard government where he was 8 or 10 points behind in the polls and came back to win. So you can't prejudge it.
I remember, and I'm sure you do as well, the Hawke-Keating rivalry. Once a challenge is actually up, the blood's in the water, isn't it?
Well, it's a very different situation when there's actually a challenge, not just a spill motion, but a challenge where somebody stands up and says, look, I've had enough, I'm going to lead the team to the next election if I can, and so on. We haven't had that yet. I guess, as you say, there will always be people counting numbers and running around, but...
That's essentially what we'll be looking for on Tuesday, John Houston. Thank you very much for coming in.